The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WDTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station.
We are back on Sports Talk. We're joined now by longtime Detroit News sports columnist Jerry Green. Danny McLean, part of the second hour. If you have any questions for Jerry Green, who's the only man to see every Super Bowl now, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. We'll get with Denny in just a moment. Dr. Derek Hill is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon in Ferndale, specializing in hip and knee replacements for middle to upper-age people. Dr. Hill will do all he can to avoid surgery using lubricant and PRP injections. Most insurance is accepted. Dr. Hill has won top doc awards many times by Our Magazine. If you have hip or knee pain, Dr. Hill and his warm, caring staff will see you in their beautiful, state-of-the-art new facility on 10 Mile 696 Service Drive between Woodward and Campbell. Online, drhill.com, drhill.com. And Leo's Coney Island, Wayne State campus, features their famous Greek salad, gyros, and, of course, their famous conies, too, and their great conies, I should say, and more. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 7 days, daily specials. Leo's Coney Island, room for everybody. Quality food, low prices. Leo's Coney Island on Anthony Wayne Drive between Woodward and I-94. An exotic hookah in Redford is an upscale smoke shop featuring hookah cups to go, orange heads, tobacco vapes, and bongs, trays, and more is at low prices. Also, hookah accessories. For all your smoking needs, shop at Exotic Hookah, corner of 8 Mile and Beach Daily in the 8 and Beach Plaza. Exotic Hookah. We're back now with Jerry Green, longtime Detroit News sports columnist, joining us. He hadn't been on for a while, and we're glad to have you back. Jerry, how are you?
I'm fine. It's been more than 2 years. I haven't quite been released, but I'll be getting out of jail soon.
Tell the guard, you know, lay low for an hour while we do the show.
The guard, okay. No, I spent a lot of time in my own tiny apartment. Yeah. And I haven't had fun. Not much fun.
You got a hoarse voice. You got a flu or something, or?
I have a hoarse voice. Yeah. Because I have a lung problem.
Now
which
you
apparently is constricting my voice, my throat, and I haven't been able to get rid of this all day.
Let me, you know, of course,
I'm
you.
Sorry.
Oh no, that's not apologize. You and Tom Gage both got the COVID together at a restaurant, right?
Yes.
You both recovered nicely.
It was so long ago.
Yeah.
That. At our age, we forget that.
Yeah, you want to forget that, Jerry.
Actually, it was Thanksgiving weekend in 2020, a year and 5 months or so ago.
You've kept in touch, I know, with Tom Gage, who had his leg amputated.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a good man, great man.
Good man, great man. Yeah, I haven't talked to Tom since, maybe around 5 o'clock today.
Oh, you tell him you were coming on the show tonight?
No, he was busy. I couldn't give him the insignificant stuff. We just had to talk about important stuff.
He'll be coming on in the next few weeks.
Good.
Tom has been a friend and friend of yours for years and years. Jerry Green is my guest on Sports Talk, longtime Detroit News sports columnist who's seen every Super Bowl. Here's our number if you want to call in. He'll be on the hour. Then next hour, Denny McClain will be on part of the hour and open line after that. 800-923-9385. That's 800-923-9385. If you'd like to email Jerry, it's CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. So you're the last person, you're the only person seen every Super Bowl then, right?
I'm the only writer, emphasis on writer, who has covered every Super Bowl.
And you love going there. And you love going down, don't you?
I love going down. The last few have not been very good, as far as I'm concerned, because it's become very arduous. They've become ordeals. I have to get help. I have to be wheeled up to the press box, and so on and so forth, which, so I get very few chances to speak actually to athletes. The league has been very good, and the Rams are very good because they connected me with Matthew Stafford before this past Super Bowl, the day I arrived in Los Angeles.
That was great, huh?
And plus the fact I have to go with somebody to watch over me in case I fall and break my neck or something. Yeah. That's for my daughter, Jenny.
Yeah, your daughter took you down there. So you're planning, if everything goes well, to do next year's Super Bowl too, but it's too early to talk about that, right?
It's much too early to talk about. But I came home in February pretty much resolved. That's it. I'm not going to go again. And day by day, that resolution starts evaporating and keeps evaporating. And all I know is if I feel the way I feel now, I would probably go.
Oh, we'd love to see that. Now, Jerry, you have a home, of course. Did you sell your home yet in the Palm Desert area?
Oh, yes. About 4 years ago now.
Oh, that's it. Did you get a good price for it?
Was it great? I could have done better. Well, I could have held on to it longer and paid more taxes and done better. I was glad to let it go. I wanted to go out there and clean the place out with help, of course. And I was refused permission to go out. You know, you reach a certain age when your kid or kids becomes your parent.
Yeah.
And makes those decisions. Yeah. Okay, so my daughter wisely said, don't go. And wisely, I didn't.
Wisely.
I don't know what would happen, but I'm missing odds and ends, I think. I had a lot of stuff shipped back. I had a helper out there, and, you know, we did it over the phone with... You know, we looked at each other, and I looked at the books in the bookcase. I want that one. No, we'll donate that other one, so on and so forth, things like that.
Let me ask, okay.
Jerry, it was a pain in the neck.
Jerry, I know when I was spent some time in Palm Springs, we got together, went out to eat a couple times. Once, I know, to the one restaurant out there that's so famous. I took you to that. Remember that?
Yes, I do. That was, of course.
That was the days back then. That's been 20-some years ago. That's ridiculous, Jerry. Time flies when you're having what?
From what I heard at the start of this program, if you went to California now, they wouldn't let you be on this radio station. They wouldn't let you be on this radio station. The Patriots, conservative, WDTK, things like that.
Well, I own the show, so yep. I call the shots on when I'm on.
But you're not on the station.
Well, I'm on the station. I'm at the station now, yeah.
Yeah, I'm joshing you.
Oh, okay.
I'm joshing you because...
you won.
You know,
let's take some calls here.
I left California because I didn't like the politics, among other reasons. It was probably a secondary reason, but it was a strong reason.
Hey, let's take some calls for you now, Jerry. Starting off with Mr. Positive.
Good idea.
In Shelby Township. Mr. Positive, what's your question for Jerry Green?
Oh, my God, Jerry. I'm glad you're doing well. Got to ask you, you've been around. Who in your mind, where do you rank Miguel Cabrera as one of the greatest pure hitters of the MLB history? Where does he rank and why?
Okay, I'll rank him. And we're into that area where, you know, you get Willie Mays and Roberto Clemente, who were both right-handed hitters. And you got Kalen, who was a right-handed hitter. Some guy wrote me several years ago saying that Cabrera's got to be the best right-handed hitter in the history of baseball.
No.
And I said, well, Roger Thornsby was. Cabrera's probably a nicer guy than Roger Thornsby was. So I would rank Cabrera in the top 20. I'm not a big home run fan because I don't think they do that much. And
real quick.
Unless...
Go ahead, Mr. Positive.
Where would you rank Willie Mays, who I think is the greatest all-around player to ever play the game? Clemente would be up there, and Mantua would be up there, but if it hadn't done, Mays is the greatest.
Okay, Mays is so great, was so great. Whether he was as great as Clemente, I'm not sure. If their roles were reversed, you would be asking the question reversed. Who's the greatest player after Roberto Clemente?
Really?
I would say yes. I mean, Roberto played in Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh is one of the tank teams in Major League Baseball.
Right.
He did what?
But
played in Pittsburgh.
He played in Pittsburgh. If he had the New York media to write about him when he was playing day after day after day, et cetera, for how many seasons he played, there'd be a lot of people who agreed with me that Roberto is the greatest ball player of all time.
Let me ask you this, Jerry.
Wow.
Where do you rank Ty Cobb in there? Because I think Cobb was the greatest.
I think Cobb was the greatest hitter. See, here we go again.
Better than Williams?
I'm sorry?
Better than Williams?
Surprise.
The man gave an education on a PhD on hitting at Williams.
Wait a second. Let me finish the answer, okay?
Okay.
I rate Cobb the best hitter because he had the highest batting average of all time. Ted Williams is the greatest hitter of my lifetime. And like Clemente, he was a former Marine. And I think I think Williams, you know, I just think Williams is the world of Williams. When I was 9, no, when I was 11, I got his autograph. When I, 20 years later, I was interviewing him. I think about that. I think of Ted all the time. You know, he's just so special in my life. I saw him the year he hit 406. Nobody said 400 or so in Ron Cameron's lifetime.
Let me thank you, Mr. Potter. We got other calls we got to take, but thank you again for calling. But let me ask you this, Jerry. I think that Charlie Gehringer was the greatest second baseman of all time. What's your opinion of that?
My opinion of that is I haven't seen enough of Charlie Gehringer to say he's the greatest.
Yeah, well,
if he wasn't, he was very close.
Yeah, okay. Let's take another call. Let's go to Gregory in Detroit. You're on Sports Talk with Jerry Green. Gregory, go right ahead.
Yes, thanks, Ron, and thanks, Jerry. I have two topics. One is about a baseball player's salary. A few years ago, John Sally and Torrey Hunter and some other players complained about their salaries being made public. When did that start, which I believe is wrong? When did that start?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Oh, boy. I would say, when I was a kid, I remember Lou Gehrig holding out for $39,000. No, he holding out for $40,000, and the Yankees were offering him $39,000. I think that's how the story went. And those figures were public. Al Kaline's $100,000 contract was public. Danny McClain, who's going to be on here in an hour or so, a little less, the year he won 31 games, there are a lot of articles. How much are the Tigers going to pay Danny next year? Will he be their first $100,000 ball player? So the figures have been knocked around in the public for years. I think it became more commonplace when players started using agents instead of using their own minds and bodies to negotiate contracts. That would have been just about 1970 or so. I remember one night at Tiger Stadium, Jim Campbell, who was the general manager that time, trying to toss a guy named Jerry Capstein out of the press room so he'd have to go buy lunch or dinner because he was an agent. Capstein was the agent for three guys on the Red Sox. And as far as I know, he was the first agent. And that would have been 70, 71, 72. Does that answer it?
Jerry, let me say something else. And when Earl Wilson was negotiating with Campbell, he had Bob Wolf, who I brought in to represent Tim McCormick later on, as an agent. He didn't want to deal with agents, Campbell. And he kept saying, I got to go to the bathroom. And he went. He had three times. Well, what's wrong with your bladder? Campbell said. And then he finally signed the contract.
Well, okay, Jim. Look, Jim told me, face to face, man to man, how he detested agents and what was happening in baseball in that regard.
He's right.
And that was the early 70s. It was around the time, I think it was before Kaline ever got to six figures. They gave
okay. My last topic is this. I'm opposed to sports writers having the privilege to vote on a player's Hall of Fame status, MVP status, et cetera, because those same players don't have an impact on those sports reporters' career.
Because they don't know.
So my question is, why should the sports writers have that privilege as opposed to the players during the voting, those players who vote, who played against the other player whose time is his turn to go to the Hall of Fame or to be the MVP, et cetera. And Ryan, I hope you ask Denny McClain about the salary issue, if he had a problem, if he has a problem with that.
Well, you know, something, I'll tell you this one. Jerry, Denny's told me several times, because we have dinner, we go out a lot. Denny's told me several times that that Verlander makes more in one game than he made in his lifetime. By far.
So do you believe, and please ask him for an official answer, does he think it's wrong to have his salary when he was playing made public?
All right. We'll ask him that next hour. Thank you for the call.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
God bless y'all. See y'all later.
God bless you, Gregory, too. Thank you. If you have any questions for Jerry Green, here's our number, 800-923-9385.
I didn't answer the second question there. I'd like to answer that because I think it's an excellent question. Should we sports writers get to vote for MVP and Hall of Fame? Well, the Hall of Fame, first of all, having been anti-racist for years, is now anti-ageist because my vote's been taken away after 60 years, even though there are guys on there whom I covered, so I play, and includes Cabrera, or he will be on the list in 5 years or 6 years. But guys like Bonds and Roger Clemens, both of whom I believe belong in the Hall of Fame, I don't have the opportunity to vote for them because it was taken away. It's given to young sports writers now who vote a guy who happens to be playing two positions. It's all glorification from hitting .257 as a batter and winning 9 games as a starting pitcher. Babe Ruth would spit out those statistics.
Oh, what do you ever?
I mean, that's nonsense. That's, that comes right out of the pushing of Rob Manfred and his people.
Let's go to Rob.
Some of them in the media.
Let's go.
I would take the votes away from the writers until I get some sense.
Okay, Rob and Ferndale, what's your question for Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry, you've been to every Super Bowl, correct?
That's correct.
I wanted to ask you, if you were in the room at Super Bowl III when Joe Namath guaranteed victory in the game, and if you have a memory of that, and what was your impression of that at the time?
Well, would I have questioned him?
About Joe Namath. Well, I remember seeing a picture of you and Joe at the pool. You were interviewing him, weren't you?
Yeah, there are a few of selected sports writers who interviewed him.
Right.
He didn't make a guarantee there. He made it at two nights later at the Miami Touchdown Club, sponsored by the Miami Herald. And he said he guarantees that the Jets would win. What would I have asked him? I probably would have written a column that was full of baloney or some other item.
Well, Rob, thank you for the call. We appreciate that.
Rob, I like that question.
Yeah, I did too, yeah. Before we take another call, let's take a break here and we'll come back to take more calls for Jerry Green next hour, Denny McClain for part of the hour and open line after that. Egyptian Kitchen in Westland, the only place in Michigan to feature authentic Egyptian cuisine. Koshari, which is a national dish of Egypt. Also, fatir, sharki, and a large variety of grilled meals, and much more. Huge portions at the right price. Lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Taste has a history. Egyptian Kitchen. corner of Wayne Road and Glenwood. Go to EgyptianKitchenRestaurant.com. Good place. Matt Vermont in Livonia is a store featuring vintage and decor from the 50s to the 70s. Chairs, coffee tables, kitchenware, lamps, desks, bedroom sets, and much more at reasonable prices. Open weekdays 3 to 7. Appointments available. Stop by and browse at Matt Vermont on Stark Road between Plymouth Road and I-96. Go to mad4mod.space. That's mad4mod.space. Okay, back to the phones with Jerry Green, my guest from the Detroit News for many, many years. And we're going to – let's take another call from Sean in St. Clair Shores. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Hi, no Sean. Problem.
Hi, Jerry. My first question, Jerry. Joe Schmidt became the coach of the Lions in 1967. And it's pretty common knowledge that during those years his relationship with Alex Karras deteriorated badly. They were close friends. You were the beat writer back then, and there were several other players in that locker room that had been teammates with Joe. Did other relationships that Joe had with the other players that he had played with, did they kind of go by the wayside too, like Alex's, like the relationship with Alex that you're aware of?
That I'm aware of, no, other than I would suggest, excuse me, it went, he probably didn't get along great with Joe John Looney if Joe John was even still there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether he was or not. I can't think of any players. Joe, having been a player, was very pro player. Joe's problem, and he told me this in January this year, just before his 90th birthday, he repeated this about his feelings about Russ Thomas. I don't want to get on another long diatribe at this time about Russ Thomas, but Joe would have kept coaching.
Let me tell you, Jerry, let me interrupt you. Let me tell you something Joe said on my show. He's only been on my show one time. And I said, it's a certain fact. You made comments to suggestion. Oh, yeah, I made suggestions what we need to Russ Thomas. You threw him in the garbage can. And let me ask you, Joe, if you had to do it all over again, would you have bypassed him and gone right to the owner for it? He said, I don't know. And then he said, yes. Well, I got a kick out of that.
Well, I think Joe would have, because Joe and Bill Ford were very close. When Joe went into the Hall of Fame, Ford was his presenter. They were close. Not so Bill Ford and Russ Thomas. But Bill covered that up very well. The story's very famous now, and it's deep in Lions history that family matters required Bill Ford to retain Russ Thomas.
Okay.
But every once in a while, Bill Ford, who could be very sarcastic and very intelligent, he came up with a little bit of a snide remark or a sarcastic remark about it. Thomas.
Okay. My next question, Jerry. The official story is when Alex Karras got reinstated in the NFL that he had to sell his one-third partnership in the Lindell. Now, there's varying stories about that. One I've heard is that Bill Ford loaned the money to Jimmy and Johnny Butsakaris to buy out Alex. And I was wondering, do you know that to be true?
I don't know to be true. I had heard the same thing through the years. And I'll put it this way. I would not be surprised if he did.
Okay.
Very interesting question, Sean. Go ahead.
I thank you for your time. And
Sean,
be well, Jerry.
Yeah, we thank you for your call. Very, very interesting questions. Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. If you have any questions for Jerry Green, our lines are open at 800-923-9385. Or you can email. Let's take some emails here if you want. Have you got any emails yet? We do.
Yeah, we have one from Dan in Northville. Jerry, did you always want to be a sports writer? And what has been your biggest thrill in your career this far?
Okay. I always wanted to be a sports writer. I guess I discovered it when I found out I couldn't play baseball as well as a lot of people. I mean, when kids were two years younger than I, and they played better, I began to realize. Plus the fact that I have never been big in stature, and my height has shrunk 2 or 3 inches in the last few years.
Jerry.
I wanted to be a ball player. Every kid in my generation wanted to be a ball player. I couldn't make it. So I loved newspapers, and I wanted to do the next best thing. And most of my, I'm glad I did it. I was in my 20s when I made that decision, and I did it.
Jerry, you were with the Associated Press or UPI, and you succeeded Dave Dials, right?
I was with Associated Press. I never worked for UPI.
And you succeeded. Didn't you succeed Dave Dials?
Yes.
You know, talking about a ball player, I'm going to bring you back to it so you'll remember. We had a hitting contest at East Detroit for the ball that's hit the furthest before one of the softball games there. I'll tell you for a fact, Jerry came in, he bunted. You remember that?
No.
You bunted down the first baseline. The whole place went nuts.
Well, that was me being me. You know, I knew I wasn't going to hit the ball very far. I learned I hit better when I was at various fantasy camps run by Jerry Lewis, who was a casualty of the Chris Illich.
Yeah.
At the Tigers. I mean, not a very bright move, Mr. Illich.
It was a terrible move.
I'd call you Mr. Chris.
Yes. I talked to Jerry quite often. He's a great man.
I agree with you. And anyway, the last one I went to, I actually hit a ball to, I thought it was fairly deep right field.
Second baseman caught it, didn't he, Jerry?
No, he did not care. Went over his head. But the right fielder got it out of a couple of bounces. But I said, gee, it was going to be a double. And I barely made it to first base.
Well, you know who won that long? I finished second in the longest drive, and I can't hit for power at all. You know who's the only guy that hit the ball further than me that day?
Dave Dials.
No, not Dave. He wasn't there. Hank Aguirre. Oh. Hank Aguirre.
Well, I was at. Let me see. I think it was Tiger Stadium. Maybe it was Briggs Stadium. You know, Joe Falls used to make jokes about Hank and Gary's hitting prowess.
Yes, he did.
And one night against the Yankees, Hank got up and he batted right hand, pitched left handed, and Hank hit a line drive to left field for a single, and the place went nuts. Everybody cheered. And laughing. It was fun. Hank was in one of these fantasy camps. This one was in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I came up to bat left-handed. And Gary, who had been a longtime friend of mine, looked at me, and I should have picked up his what he was thinking, and he sent me a regulation fastball right down the pipe. It would have been a call strike. It was. I mean, it came in so fast, you know, it was spinning at me and buzzing. I mean, it was beautiful to behold, but if I'd known, I would have tried to unlock myself. But
well, that's fun. You know, Jerry.
We, the sports media, the guys who write sports, the people who read the papers or watch on television, most of us couldn't compete in the same league with those guys, even playing catch. In fantasy camps, I caught two fly balls, one hit by Mickey Stanley and the other by Gates Proud. And Gator started kidding me, but this was in Lakeland. It was right close to the warning track, and I caught the ball.
Jerry.
Very nonchalant.
When I was in Arizona, I had the Pink Pony. Remember the Pink Pony restaurant?
Yes, I sure do.
Well, they advertised with me, and the owner, who was not doing well at the time, was home, and his wife ran the thing, and I told his wife that I had George Kell coming on the show. Oh, my husband would love it. He was on a ventilator at the time, so he called in when I had George on the show, and his daughter had married, or granddaughter had married, no, his son had married Hank Aguirre's daughter. And so we were talking, and he said, "George, remember me, Charlie from the Pink Pony?" "Oh, my God, yes." "What's going on, Charlie?" "Oh, everything's okay. We've got a Hank Aguirre Invitational Golf Tournament coming. We're going to invite you out." He said, "Well, that's just after he had the stroke. I just had the stroke, and I don't know if I can come." He said, "No, you can come, because we'll pick you up at the airport. We'll take you back. You can stay with us, and we'll have some fun." "Okay, Ron, give him my number. By the way, how's Hank doing anyway?" Now, oh, my mouth just dropped, and Charlie didn't say a word. "George, he's alive." "And George, he died 10 years ago." "Do you?" "I think I did know that." That's a true story. That was so funny.
Oh,
George.
That's fun. I remember Charlie at the Pink Pony.
Oh, God.
He likes sports writers.
I never met him face to face. They advertised him. I took over some ball players to dinner there in spring training, including Kevin Lytle, who's Corey's twin, who killed himself in the plane crash and became a roommate of mine later. And I took him on, and we got him free steaks, and I plugged him on the radio and on my station out there. I wonder if his wife is still there. I know she was about 70 then. That's 20. I don't think she'd be there.
I don't think the restaurant's still there.
That was quite a restaurant. They had great prime rib.
Well, the food was terrific. I'll put it this way. If I go to the next Super Bowl, it's in Phoenix, outside of Phoenix, I would probably go to dinner there to try. But I don't think it's still in business.
I'm going to try to find out. I'll let you know next time you come on the show, Jerry. I'm gonna try to find out if it's still there, the Pink Pony. Oh, that was quite a place. Quite a place.
Well, okay, If you say the next time I'm on the show, I'm going to put that on get odds on that, make some bets in favor of my granddaughters, okay?
Okay.
Because the next time will be 2 years.
We'll continue with Jerry Green in a moment. If you have any questions, give us a call for Jerry Green, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. Jerry Green, my guest for the next few minutes, and then Denny McClain coming on the next hour for a half hour to open line the final hour. It's quite a show tonight. Caribbean Authentic Cuisine in Sterling Heights featuring oxtail, jerk, and curry chicken, Rasta pasta with a choice of shrimp, chicken, curry goat, red snapper, and salmon. Also juices, ginger beer, sorrel, and sour sop. Lunch and dinner, 7 days of Caribbean Authentic Cuisine. And that's at the corner of DeQuinder and Big Beaver Dine-In, carry-out, and delivery. The Fenton Hotel since 1856 in downtown Fenton, the haunted hotel with the place where Al Capone and the Purple Gang used to go. Features fine Italian cuisine, fine dining, casual prime steaks, fresh seafood, and more in full liquor service. Newly remodeled. They've been with me 35 years now. I think they've been with me 40 years advertising. Newly remodeled with the patio of the historic Fenton Hotel. It's worth the drive in downtown Fenton. Ramshorn Southfield, 12 miles east of Northwestern, and newly remodeled. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 7 days are open from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit Ramshorn, Rochester Hills, and East Point, as well as Southfield. As I mentioned, Jerry Green is my guest on Sports Talk. We're going to take your calls. We don't have much time to go this segment, but give us a call, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. How much has the game changed from the first Super Bowl you saw to today, Jerry? And you like all the changes?
Do I like all the changes? No, because, well, first of all, the access has changed totally. It started changing Super Bowl III with Namath. Super Bowl I, you go to the players' rooms and talk with them, and that was it. Go home and write and get it over with. Now everything's organized and things like that. That being said, I'm talking about the coverage. That being said, the league has been tremendous to me for several years now, providing, they bring me my credentials and things like that rather than they ask me to go rather than we don't want you there, things like that. They've been pretty good. I might be giving them, my appearance there might be good for them. I don't know. Don't care. I like being there. It's going to be very traumatic the first time I don't go.
Oh, boy.
Provided I have to watch it on TV.
So now, what are you now, 93, Jerry?
I used to be.
You used to be?
I turned 94 9 days ago.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday.
Gee, thanks.
That's fantastic. You've been coming on my show for 60 years, haven't you? Something like that?
Yeah. You've been doing your show for 60 years?
Actually, no.
I probably have been.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. This is
whatever
my,
it is.
This is my 53rd year. I lied there. 53rd year I've done sports stuff.
That's pretty good.
Do you know, Jerry, I'm the longest running talk show in the world right now.
Okay. And I'm the only guy who's written about 56 Super Bowls. Yeah. And I love that number, 56.
Yeah, you are so right. We're talking with Jerry Green in the next few minutes on Sports Talk, longtime new sports writer, still writing some. And we welcome your calls. Do you have the radio on in the background, Jerry?
No, this call is going through my iPhone, through my hearing aids. I don't hear anything double.
Yeah. I thought I heard something back on. I may be wrong then. Jerry Green is my guest, longtime Detroit News sports writer. Give us a call, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. Did we get any more emails now? Okay. Go to it. What is it?
Hey, Jerry, this is from Tom in Detroit. Favorite memory from attending a Super Bowl? I know that you've been to a bunch, so what's your favorite memory?
I was talking over you, so I didn't hear it. Would you repeat the question kindly?
Your favorite memory from a Super Bowl that you've been to?
Oh, my goodness.
Namath, probably, right?
Well, it's one of them. Namath is the best interview, the best game. I break it down like this. Best game was Brady taking the Patriots for a touchdown late in the game to and tying it on a two-point conversion to a guy who played for the Lions, Danny Amendola, and then winning the game. Nobody mentioned that one when they changed the rule about the coin flip in the postseason. And that was more apparent than what happened a couple of months ago.
And you got your start, Jerry, of course, when Joe Downlulli threatened one of your writers, and he left the beat writing, and you came in and took it over for him, right?
That is correct. Your memory's pretty good, Ron.
Yeah, so is yours, Jerry.
Well,
it's not the same. Any of us are the same, but if you have a quick question for Jerry Green, we'd love to talk to you, folks. 800-923-9385. And next hour, Denny McClain for the first half hour and open line the next half hour. And then next week, my old producer is coming on. Actually, I just screwed up. Mark Wilson, all 3 hours next week. What did I say? Yeah, Mark Wilson for all 3 hours next week on Sports Talk. And the following week, my producer will be on. Alex Alway from Kalamazoo. But right now, it's me and Jerry Green and you at 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. We'll take more calls in a moment. Ryan T's Fried Chicken. And Livonia features home-cooked chicken, chicken and waffles, many vegetarian dishes, the Impossible Burger, and rotisserie chicken that's plant-based. Delicious desserts, lunch and dinner 7 days, dine-in, carry-out, with DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. Randy T's Fried Chicken, Ryan T's Fried Chicken, I should say, in Livonia's Laurel Park Place Mall food court on 6 Mile and Newburgh. And Dr. Elizabeth Pensler is a double board certified vascular surgeon in Ferndale, specializing in painful, aching, and tired legs, varicose veins, and leg wounds for all ages. Most insurances accepted. 6-time winner of Top Doc from our Detroit magazine. Having pain or trouble walking? Well, go see Dr. Pensler in her beautiful new Vein Vascular State-of-the-Art Institute on 10 Mile 696 Service Drive, just east of Woodward. Online, drpensler.com, drpensler.com, drpensler.com. We're closing it out now and taking maybe one more call if you have a question for Jerry Green at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. You started with the Detroit News what year, Jerry?
1963.
7 years before 60. I did my first broadcast, although I was on the air before that. That's interesting.
63.
That is fantastic. Did you ever think you'd last this long? Heck no.
Well, I didn't think I'd be on the radio with you this long, but yeah. I mean, that's the goal of everybody, isn't it?
To be on my show to stay that long? I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Whatever.
Now, Jerry, if you feel like you do in the next 2 or 3 years, will you still be going to the Super Bowl if you feel like you do now?
3 or 4 more years?
Yeah.
Hey, odds are I wouldn't be here. I mean, I'm 94.
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen. This is the first time I've done your show on oxygen. I'm using oxygen. It's the first time I've done it since my lungs really have gone bad.
Yeah.
Right. I'm 94. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but, I doubt if I'll be here 4 more years. I'd like to be here 4 more years, so I would see the second grandkid go to college and the first one get married and maybe have a baby and become a doctor as she is studying to be right now. And
are you, where are you living now? Are you in St. Clair Shores or Grosse Pointe now?
I'm in Grosse Pointe Woods.
You were in Birmingham for a while, the senior place for a while there, weren't you?
I was, yes. I spent most of my life on this side of town, the east side. And I wanted to move here. I'm not sure it's the smartest move, but I've lived in this place for a senior home for 5 years, almost 5 years.
Oh, my God, been that
May 1st, it'll be 5 years. That's it. And I'm here. I complain a lot. I'm not thrilled with you were advertising chicken a few minutes ago. Chicken this, chicken that. Or, you know, three meals. We get three meals. Three of our eight meals are featured chicken. I'm getting allergic to chicken. Okay. That's it.
And you love it, too, don't you?
I prefer steak. And I love real meat, and we don't get much.
I never liked – I don't eat many steaks. I had a filet when I went to – and I hadn't had that for years when I went out to see Nick at the in the Fenton Hotel. I had a filet last time, and that really tasted good. I don't eat enough steaks, and I should. I should.
Well, that's the one constant meat. There are a lot of things I don't like. I don't like fake news. I'm a journalist. I'm conservative in most things. I have no problem being on this station. I'm a real patriot. I served in the armed forces, in the Navy. I'm a two Navy veteran, two generation Navy veteran. My dad was in World War One. I don't like fake news. I don't like sitting in South Island, Georgia, and seeing the lead article on Miguel Cabrera's home run written down there by a guy who was at the ballpark. I go to the ballpark. That's what journalists do.
I'm glad I went to the game and saw you the other day, Jerry. That was good.
Well, I wouldn't be on here because I've been waiting for your call for 2 years and 2 months now.
And I've called a few times, and all I get is a recording. Once I left a message, next time I call, I'll leave a message.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah. That's okay.
Just kidding. I mean, I have a phone that does not take unknown numbers. I have that in my phone. I don't know why, how, or anything. But when somebody calls that is not in my address book, I don't hear it. I don't see it. And so I don't talk to that person. And most of the time, it's a phony call to begin with.
Jerry, it's a pleasure to have you on, as always. God bless, and we'll talk to you, have you on in about another 6 months again. Thank you.
It's going to take that long, okay.
No, maybe quicker. All right. Who knows? Who knows with me? You know that, Jerry.
All right. I'll probably be in the ballpark sooner.
Oh, yeah. You'll see me.
If I can make it.
Thank you. Same
thing.
Thank you, Jerry.
It was fun. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. What a man, Jerry Green. Isn't he something? Isn't that man something? Jerry Green. Denny McClain coming up next hour on Sports Talk. Comic-Kate Comics and Collectibles Farmington Hills features vintage and hard-to-find comic books, toys, and other collectibles like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Just stop by and browse something for everyone. Mention Sports Talk for discount. Comic-Care Comics and Collectibles at 27,855 to Orchard Lake Road at 12 Mile. And CDs, cards, and collectibles. What a place this is in Grosse Pointe. Features vintage and hard-to-find sports cards and memorabilia, new sealed sports sets, and one-of-a-kind player-themed frames, and graded cards, and Desert Shield, and Tiffany, and 50s and 60s baseball cards, programs, and sports magazines, Pokemon, and a lot of autographed memorabilia. Open weekdays 3 to 7 and Saturdays 4 to 7. C's Comics, C's Cards and Collectibles. Wake up, Ron. Is on Mack Avenue between Cadieux and Moross. Go to CCC Sports Cards and Collectibles.com. CCC Sports Cards and Collectibles.com. Boy, I hope you enjoyed that interview, Jerry Green. He's something else. We'll get him back on in a few months for sure. We're open line, party next hour, first to next hour, Denny McClain. So stay tuned for more here on Sports Talk.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.